can you help anyone to quit smoking?
Yeah, it's number one, you made a decision to start, and this is any bad habit. So you made a decision to start the bad habit, whether you're aware of it or not. At some point, you decided, I'm going to do this. So if we use smoking as the example, at some point you decided, I'm going to smoke. And whether that was you succumbing to peer pressure on a playground or at the park or whatever, you took it from them, put it in your mouth, lit it up, you inhaled. You chose to do it. So you had the power to do that, which means you also have the power to not do that. The challenge becomes, now that you're addicted to nicotine, is to fight the battle. And your brain chemistry has now been physically altered by this drug. So now you have to work through the mindset, right? But think about your first drag on a cigarette. It hurt. You coughed. Wasn't comfortable, right? But man, some endorphins got fired off, right? So if you can now transition from the decision to do it to the decision to not, and then you hold on to that. So the way I was able to stop, I'm going to give you the secret, but that doesn't mean you don't buy the book. It was literally a moment-to-moment decision. So I mentioned earlier that, you know, I, you know, spent a lot of time in the theater, and one of the great lessons of the theater that you can apply to all things in life is to work off the other person that you're dealing with, and then to be in the moment. Be present. So how many times do you find yourself in life not smoking? It's not like you're constantly smoking cigarettes, right? You smoke when you have to, when the need arises or the urge, right? But it's just an urge. It doesn't mean you have to act on it, right? I mean, and we talked about this. If you live in Los Angeles, you probably have the urge to kill somebody on a daily basis. Doesn't mean you do it, right? An urge to smoke is just that. It has no meaning at all. It's just an urge. You give it the meaning. Your brain gives it the meaning. It doesn't mean you have to. It means you want to. So wanting and having are two totally separate things. So you have to make this decision in this moment that right now, here, I'm not going to have a cigarette. And when you first start that process, it's literally a minute or second to second, minute to minute decision that you're making over and over and over again. But the more you make that decision, the more empowered you get. And it goes from being a minute to minute decision to an hour by hour decision, to a day by day, to a week by week, to a year by year. And I started that journey in 2002, haven't wavered since. And now I'm on, how many years can I go and not have a cigarette? And that the reason I called the book How to Stop Smoking and Not Killing Anyone. When you look at the title, you'll see that it originally was titled How to Quit Smoking. But I put the word stop over the word quit because nobody likes a quitter, man. Like, it's such a, like, it just, it almost sets you up for failure. Because everywhere else outside of quitting, nobody, you know, if you quit your job, it doesn't sound good, right? Or it's like, don't be a quitter, right? So it's like, don't get all mixed up in that whole deal. Just stop, and stop right now. So I'm technically a smoker who doesn't smoke, right? Like, you know, people started smoking. I talked about this, about, you know, being cool. It's like, well, you don't have to smoke to be cool. Maybe you were cool to begin with. You didn't even know it. And you used the cigarette to manifest your coolness. Well, that doesn't mean you weren't cool. The cool's in you, man, right? So you can be cool and not smoke so it's a moment to moment deal, and you have to stay in this moment. And the reason you start freaking out is you get to that place of like, I quit. You're like, I'll never smoke again. And then the urge strikes and it's so hard you can't combat it. You're like, well, just right now, I'm not going to have a cigarette. I can deal with that. I just went on a 5-hour plane ride. I just sat in the movie theater for 3 hours, right? I saw Schindler's List and didn't smoke a cigarette, right? And you know you're going to have a problem with smoking if you start looking at movie times. Like, well, how long is that thing, man? Right? Right? How long's the flight? Oh, man, we better get a layover in Texas. Because I got to have a cigarette. Like, if that's where you're at, man, it may be time to, like, you know, wrestle that demon.
No, it's important.
I can't believe people still smoke, honestly. Like, I 15 years, I was at a pack and a half a day. The thing that really started motivating, got my wheels spinning, was that movie, The Insider. And when you look at, like, all the just conniving shit Big Tobacco has done to like make it more addictive and to really like. So I've always been kind of a rebel, right? So you start smoking to rebel, right? Your parents are like, don't smoke. They're like, fuck you, mom, I'm smoking, right? And you're like, watch this. You know, and you want to, you know, it's how you flex your individual muscles, right? And then when I realized how duped I got, right? That Big Tobacco, they sold the cool to you, first of all. Then, you know, and then they start manipulating nicotine levels. And then they start throwing these additives in there that are supposed to be preservatives. But the reality is they're making the nicotine hit you harder. And I'm like, man, we're getting jacked. Like, they're just, yeah, you know. And that's why I was saying earlier, don't get me started on the sugar industry, because I think it's the same thing. But, like, that fired off the rebel in me. I'm like, man, I'm not bowing down to the man. I'm not going to let him take me like that. You know, I didn't, after that, I really lost. Yeah, it lost its luster. You know, I was like, man, that's not cool.